What was I going to talk about? Oh, it's coming. It's coming. It was there somewhere. Oh, here we go. There's the question of the try. Any paying jobs for truth seekers? Well, I'll tell you what. If you are a truth seeker and you want to get a job being paid for telling the truth, you have to make that job for yourself. Okay? That's it. Nobody's going to hire you. And that's as far as I've seen anyway. I mean, there's no way, basically. Like, this is a truth industry. It's unlike any other industry on earth, okay? When you're making deals, when you're making words with people and what have you, your word and your handshake used to, back in the day, be enough for a deal. Today in modern business, that's not how it works. Okay? You have all these agreements and conditions, guarantees, and so on and so forth. All that stuff actually matters to truth is on the whole. Okay? Unless, of course, they're bringing that baggage from their old non-truth of career into this truth of career. Doesn't work. Okay? Like I said, you have to start from scratch. Business in the truth movement doesn't work like business in the other world, the other conspiracy denial world, okay? Truth in the truth movement doesn't work the same as it does in the business world. In the business world, if you tell the truth, it destroys your deals. In the truth movement, if you withhold the truth, it destroys your deals, okay? Things like that. Everything in this movement is the opposite, okay? So, for example, in the real world, if you're going out there, you're looking for a job, somebody to employ you, okay, what's the opposite of that? You create a job out of nothing and employ yourself. Okay, that's what I did. I mean, I was incredibly lucky, and very few people were in my privileged position to have a girlfriend who really, really, really loves me to the point of actually, it's sickening. You know, we sickeningly love each other. That's how bad it is. And so for 4 years, she'd basically been supporting my broke ass while I've been building the radio audience, going out there, going to the protests, ambushing the Prime Sinister and all of these other politicos and what have you. Man, it's been a tough, tough, tough ride, and I'm still broke as a mofo. A lot less broke, maybe. You know, like I'm capable of finding something to munch on and what have you nowadays. I don't have to worry as much as I did about where my next meal is coming from, but it's still incredibly stressful. There's still never enough, okay? Cyclical consumption and what's-his-face, Sigmund Freud's nephew, Edward Bernays, the founder of propaganda and cyclical consumption. Get the stuff that you don't need and put it right on a pedestal as the stuff that you want. And then eventually, once you get all that stuff that you think that you want, or that you think that you need, what in actual fact is just a want, you think that'll satisfy you once you get... Nah, won't satisfy you. And that's the thing. When you get to different points of money, and I've seen this happen to lots of different people, basically, the more money you're earning, the more money you spend because you've got the capacity to spend more. A lot of people don't save these days. They're not frugal or anything like that. Me, I might actually get bitten by that same bug or anything like that. Like, I haven't gotten new clothes in a number of years that weren't hand-me-downs from my good friend's Vuppi Kupinger from Radio Wātea. She gave me all of her son's old clothes and things like that for me to wear my shoes. They were bought at like number one shoe warehouse, like in a 2-for-1 deal. My girlfriend paid for those for me. Everything I'm wearing, every bit of equipment that I'm using, everything that I'm doing is because of everybody else. You know, I'm trapped. I've trapped myself in this position where I need, absolutely need, and have the entire time everybody else to be behind me in order for me to just keep on an even keel. That makes me incredibly dependent, not independent, not responsible. I'm incapable of generating my own income. And I've been doing this for 4 years. And if you have a look at anybody in the truth movement in New Zealand, you'd conclude that I'm number one. And I can't support myself. Okay. The other person who I point maybe at number two is Jonathan Eisen and his lovely wife, Catherine Smith. They run Uncensored and the New Zealand Journal of Natural Medicine. They have advertisements and all that kind of stuff. They're still broke as well. All of us in the truth movement are broke. That's what we do. We live just to tell the truth. And that's all we want. As long as I have air in my lungs, I will keep talking through this microphone to you. Okay? And stuff's really hard. It's hard for everybody. Anybody who denies that stuff is hard obviously hasn't been living. Okay? Or hasn't been challenging themselves enough. If you think stuff's easy at the moment, if life's actually that easy going and whatever, why don't you go and do something that scares you? Why don't you call into a mainstream talk radio show when they're taking callers and say 9/11 was an inside job? Anything. Knowing full well that these people will make fun of you and abuse you. And you're just doing it to be out there. Because I know that when I'm driving around and I've got a crappy... you know when you import cars from Japan and what have you? Like I'm driving around in my grandma's old car. She died like 10 years or something ago, and I wound up getting a car through my mum when she got a new one for herself. So it's a bit old, it's a bit rusty or whatever, but the radio band doesn't work properly, you know, like it's way too down low on the scale, so I can't get the majority of the radio stations, but I can still get some of the talk radio stations, right? And dig this. Whenever somebody calls up and they say the words one world order or new world order or 9/11 was an inside job or there's corruption in the government or anything like that, I can hear in that voice that's a truther speaking, and it makes me, as a truther listening in, smile. It makes me happy. It makes me feel more encouraged. That's what happens. If you're a truther, please call into your radio stations. Please say 9/11 was an inside job. If for no other reason, then every single truther who'd be listening to you at that particular moment will all together go, yeah, there's a truther who called in. Might inspire them to do it. The easiest way to inspire people is to do something inspirational. It's pretty straightforward, I would have thought. And these radio show hosts that you get onto, here's the great way to manipulate them. Compliments. What you do is the first thing that they say to you or welcome you to the show or anything, what you do is you say, I love your show. You're so intelligent. You're so brilliant. You're so wonderful. And you're very pretty too. And you do it, and make sure when you're saying it, say it while you've got a big, big smile on your face. Even if you had to fake that smile, people can actually hear a smile coming out of your mouth. As I'm talking about a smiling right now, when I'm not talking about a smile right now, you see what I'm saying? You understand the difference in the tone of voice, okay? One's a lot happier and a lot easier to listen to, and one's kind of depressing and sounds like somebody who's locked themselves away in their parents' basement for far too long and has cigarette stains on their fingers because they've been typing all night long smoking, you know? There's the two differences, man. Pay that radio show host a compliment before you start talking about your conspiracy stuff, and they will let you keep talking because you've just massaged their ego, and they're going to hang on to your every word, hoping that you give them another ego massage again. Okay? Manipulation can be used against manipulators. You simply have to be better than them at it. Okay? And understand that if you're calling in for radio for the first time, you're going to be caught off guard. I mean, mate, nobody became an Olympic athlete the first day they learned how to walk as a baby, did they? It's not possible. Don't put too high a bar on yourself, and don't stop yourself from doing it either. Just go frack it. I've got a spare 15 minutes right now. Instead of just listening to the radio, I might as well listen to the radio while I'm on hold with them and say one or two words for them before they hang up on me. What have I actually really got to lose at the end of the day? You got nothing to lose, everything to gain, so just do it and get out of your own way, because you're going to inspire a heck of a lot of the truthers if you do. Okay? Confidence, ladies and gentlemen. Together, we can do it.